picture this, the early solar system.
Okay.
It's just a swirling, chaotic mess of dust and gas.
Yeah.
Out of this maelstrom, tiny rocky bodies emerge asteroids.
Right.
Now, you might think they're just cosmic debris, leftover bits from planet formation writ.
Yeah, you could think that,
But
yeah.
you'd be surprised to learn how crucial these asteroids were
Yeah.
in shaping the solar system we know today.
Absolutely.
Welcome to Cosmos in a Pod
Yeah.
Space and Astronomy series.
Okay.
Today, we're taking a deep dive into the world of asteroids,
There you go.
unearthing their secrets, and exploring how these leftovers, as we called them,
Right.
actually laid the groundwork for our cosmic neighborhood.
Okay.
So let's start with the basics.
Sure.
What exactly are asteroids? I mean, we've all seen pictures, but what defines them scientifically?
Well, you're right to think of them as leftovers,
Okay.
but they're more like the building blocks that never quite made it into the final structure. They're remnants from the very beginning of the solar system, planetesimals that never grew large enough to become planets.
Planetesimals.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a new one for me.
Think of them as the seeds of planets.
Okay.
In the early solar system, you had this massive cloud of dust and gas.
Right.
Over time, these tiny particles started clumping together,
Okay.
forming larger and larger bodies.
Right.
Those are the planetesimals.
Okay.
Some of them kept growing, eventually becoming the planets we know today,
Right.
but others, well,
Yeah.
they remained as asteroids.
So kind of like a cosmic game of who can gather the most dust bunnies.
That's a fun way to think about it. And just like dust bunnies, they come in all shapes and sizes. Some are just meters across, while others can be hundreds of kilometers in diameter.
Wow.
Ceres, the largest asteroid, is so big it's actually considered a dwarf planet.
So there's a whole range of
Five.
sizes.
Yeah.
What about their composition? Are
Oh.
they all just big chunks of rock?
Not at all. They're incredibly diverse in their makeup, which is one reason they're so fascinating to study. You've got your rocky asteroids, of course.
Right.
But there are also metal-rich asteroids packed with iron and nickel. And then there are the carbon-rich asteroids.
Okay.
And these are particularly intriguing because they contain water and organic compounds.
Wait, hold on. Organic compounds. Are you talking about the building blocks of life?
Exactly. And that leads to one of the most exciting possibilities in asteroid research.
Which is.
The idea that these objects may have played a role in delivering the ingredients for life to Earth.
Okay, now that's a story I want to hear more about.
Sure.
But first, can we rewind a bit?
Okay.
You mentioned the early solar system, the swirling cloud of dust and gas.
Right.
How did we go from that to planets A and D
That's
asteroids?
all about gravity, really.
Okay.
Imagine this giant rotating disk of dust and gas about 4.6 billion years ago.
Right.
As particles moved within this disk, they collided and stuck together, growing larger and larger over time.
Yeah.
Gravity played a key role here,
Okay.
pulling in more and more material.
Right.
The larger these clumps grew, remember we're talking about those planetesimals,
Yeah.
the stronger their gravitational pull
So it's
became.
like a snowball effect.
Yeah.
The bigger they get, the faster they grow.
Exactly. And that's how you go from tiny particles to planet-sized objects.
Okay.
But here's the catch.
What's that?
Not all planetesimals had the same fate.
You mean not all of them became planets?
Right. Some, for various reasons, never reached that critical mass needed to become full-fledged planets. They remained as smaller bodies, asteroids.
Okay.
They're like snapshots of that early stage of solar system formation frozen in time.
Fascinating. So we've got these leftover planetesimals hanging around.
Right.
But how did they actually influence the formation of the planets we see today?
Right.
Were they just passively floating around, or do they play a more active role?
Oh, they were far from passive.
Really?
Their role was crucial in several ways.
Like what?
First and foremost, they provided the building materials for planets to grow.
Okay, so like supplying the bricks for a planetary construction project.
Precisely. The early solar system was a chaotic place with collisions happening constantly.
Right.
Asteroids smashed into each other, merging into larger and larger bodies.
Yeah.
This process of accretion is how planets gradually bulked up.
I can imagine it was quite the cosmic demolition derby back then.
You could say that, but those collisions weren't just about destruction. They were
Yeah.
about creation, too.
Okay.
And remember those carbon-rich asteroids I
The
mentioned?
ones with water.
The ones with water and organic molecules?
Right, yep.
Well, there's a strong possibility that they played a vital role in delivering those essential ingredients for life to Earth.
So these asteroids might have literally brought us the building blocks of life.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
It is, isn't it? It paints a picture of our early Earth being bombarded by these water-rich asteroids, seeding our planet with the essential ingredients for life to emerge.
That's mind-blowing.
Yeah.
It's like a cosmic delivery service bringing us the essentials.
Yeah.
So it sounds like asteroid impacts played a major role in shaping the early solar system.
They absolutely did. And their influence went beyond just delivering water and organic molecules.
Okay.
Those metal-rich asteroids we talked about earlier.
Right.
They played a key role in forming planetary cores.
You mean like the Earth's core?
Exactly. The iron and nickel from those metal-rich asteroids drawn by gravity
right.
sank to the centers of young planets, helping to form those dense metallic cores.
Mm.
And those cores are crucial.
In what way?
They generate magnetic fields which shield planets from harmful solar radiation.
Wow. So asteroids weren't just providing the building blocks for planets.
No.
They were also shaping their internal structure. Like they were the interior designers of the solar system.
That's a great analogy. And let's not forget about the rocky asteroids, which also contributed to the formation of planetary crusts.
Mm.
It was a complex interplay of different types of asteroids, each playing a role in shaping the planets we see today. It really makes you appreciate the interconnectedness of everything in the solar system, doesn't it?
It does. I'm starting to see asteroids in a whole new light.
Mm.
But speaking of seeing things, what about all those craters we see on planets and moons?
Right.
Are those all from asteroid impacts?
Many of them are, yes. It's a constant reminder that the solar system is a dynamic place even today.
Mm.
While those giant planet-forming collisions are mostly a thing of the past, smaller asteroids and meteoroids still collide with planets and moons all the time.
So it's like a constant cosmic rain of pebbles and rocks.
In a way, yes. Most of these impacts are harmless, really.
Yep.
They add a bit of dust and minerals to a planet's surface.
Right.
But every now and then, a larger object comes along.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you get those impressive craters.
Like the one that wiped out the dinosaurs.
Exactly. The Chicxulub impact about 66 million years ago is a sobering reminder of the power that even a single asteroid can wield.
Just how big was that asteroid?
Estimates vary, but it was somewhere between 10 and 80 kilometers in diameter.
Wow.
To put that in perspective, that's larger than many cities.
That's huge.
Yeah.
No wonder it caused so much devastation.
The energy released upon impact was unimaginable.
Yeah.
It triggered earthquakes, tsunamis, wildfires.
Oh my gosh.
And sent a massive cloud of dust and debris into the atmosphere.
Wow.
This dust cloud blocked out the sun,
right,
leading to a global cooling effect that dramatically changed the Earth's climate.
And that's ultimately what led to the extinction of the dinosaurs, right?
That's the prevailing theory, yes. It's a stark illustration of how a single asteroid impact can reshape the course of life on Earth.
It makes you wonder if another large asteroid could threaten Earth in the future.
It's a valid concern and one that scientists take very seriously.
Mm.
There are ongoing efforts to track and monitor near-Earth asteroids,
right,
those whose orbits bring them close to our planet.
So we're keeping an eye on the cosmic neighborhood just in case.
Exactly. We want to be prepared should another potentially hazardous asteroid come our way.
That's reassuring. But let's switch gears a bit.
Okay.
You mentioned earlier that asteroids are like time capsules from the early solar system.
Right.
What exactly can they tell us about that time period?
Well, they preserve a record of the conditions that existed billions of years ago.
Okay.
By analyzing their composition, we can glean insights into the chemical makeup of the original protoplanetary disk.
Right.
The swirling cloud of dust and gas from which our solar system formed.
It's like having a sample of the raw ingredients from the cosmic kitchen.
A perfect analogy. And we're not just looking at them from afar anymore.
No.
Thanks to missions like Hayabusa 2 and OSIRIS-REx, we've actually brought back samples from asteroids to Earth.
Wait, we've actually got pieces of asteroids here on Earth.
We do, and those samples are a treasure trove of information.
Mm-hmm.
They're allowing us to study these ancient objects up close in unprecedented detail. We can analyze their chemical makeup, determine their age, and even look for signs of organic molecules.
It's like having a piece of the early solar system right here in our labs.
It really is. And the more we study these samples, the more we learn about the processes that led to the formation of planets and ultimately to the emergence of life itself.
It's amazing how these seemingly insignificant objects can hold so much information about our cosmic past.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
But as I often say, the most exciting discoveries are the ones we haven't made yet.
Yeah.
Despite all we've learned, there are still many unanswered questions about asteroids and their role in planetary formation.
Like what? What are some of the mysteries that still puzzle scientists.
Well, one of the big ones is, why didn't all asteroids become planets?
Right.
What factors tipped the scales in favor of planet formation for some,
yeah,
while others remained as asteroids?
That's a great question. I mean, if gravity was pulling everything together,
right,
why didn't they all just clump into giant planets?
Well, there are a few possible explanations. Location plays a big role.
Okay.
Planetesimals that formed closer to the sun, where the protoplanetary disk was denser, had more material available to them. They could grow faster and more easily.
So it's like a cosmic game of real estate, location is everything.
You could say that. But there's more to it than just location.
Like what?
The composition of the planetesimals themselves, their initial size,
okay,
the presence of other large objects nearby,
yeah,
all of these factors could have influenced whether a planetesimal went on to become a planet or remained as an asteroid.
It sounds like there's a complex interplay of forces at work here.
Absolutely. And then, of course, there's the influence of giant planets like Jupiter.
Ah, Jupiter.
Yes.
The king of the planets.
Right.
How does it fit into all of this?
Well, Jupiter's immense gravity has had a profound effect on the asteroid population.
Okay.
Its gravitational pull has shaped the asteroid belt, herding asteroids into specific orbits and preventing them from coalescing into larger objects.
So Jupiter's kind of like a cosmic sheepdog herding the asteroids. Mm-hmm.
That's a great way to put it. But Jupiter's influence goes beyond just herding.
In what way?
Its gravity can also disrupt asteroid orbits, sending some careening into the inner solar system where they might collide with planets like Earth.
So it's a double-edged sword.
Right.
Jupiter keeps the asteroid belt in check, but it can also fling some of them our way.
Exactly. And that brings us back to the question of water delivery.
Okay.
We know that asteroids played a role in bringing water to Earth, but how much did they actually contribute?
That's what I was wondering earlier. Is it possible to know how much of our water came from asteroids versus other sources like comets?
It's a tricky question, but scientists are getting closer to an answer. They're using a technique called isotopic analysis to trace the origin of water.
Isotopic analysis. Now, that sounds complicated.
It is, but the basic idea is this.
Yeah.
Different sources of water have slightly different ratios of isotopes,
okay,
which are atoms of the same element with different numbers of neutrons.
Okay, so you're saying that water from asteroids has a different isotopic fingerprint than water from comets.
Exactly. And by comparing the isotopic composition of Earth's water to water from asteroids and comets,
right,
we can start to piece together the story of where our oceans came from.
It's like a cosmic detective story using isotopes as clues.
Precisely. And the evidence so far suggests that asteroids likely played a significant role in delivering water to Earth, though the exact proportion is still being debated.
So it's a cosmic mystery still being solved.
It is.
But it's incredible to think that something as essential as water might have come to us from these rocky wanderers of space.
It is, isn't it? And it highlights just how much we still have to learn about asteroids and their impact on our planet and the solar system as a whole.
Well, I'm certainly feeling a lot more respect for asteroids now.
Yeah.
They're not just boring rocks. They're architects of planets, deliverers of life's ingredients.
Right.
And keepers of cosmic secrets.
I couldn't agree more. They're a testament to the beauty, complexity, and constant evolution of our universe.
It really makes you wonder, what other secrets are out there locked away in these asteroids just waiting to be discovered?
Absolutely. And remember, we've only been talking about the asteroids in our solar system.
Right.
Imagine the possibilities out there and the vastness of space.
You mean around other stars?
Yeah.
Could there be asteroids playing similar roles in shaping other planetary systems?
It's almost a certainty.
Really?
We know that planetary systems are incredibly common,
right,
throughout the galaxy.
Uh-huh.
And if the processes that formed our solar system are any indication,
yeah,
asteroids are likely to be key players in the formation of the systems as well.
So the story of asteroids isn't just a solar system story.
No.
It's a galactic one, maybe even a universal one.
Precisely. And with every new exoplanet we discover,
right,
with every new observation we make, we're getting a clearer picture of just how widespread and influential asteroids might be.
It's mind-boggling to think about all those asteroids out there orbiting distant stars.
Yeah.
Perhaps even contributing to the formation of habitable worlds.
It is, and it opens up a whole new realm of possibilities for the search for life beyond Earth.
Mm-hmm.
If asteroids played a role in delivering the ingredients for life to our planet,
right,
could they have done the same for other planets out there?
That's a fascinating thought.
Mm.
It makes you wonder what other amazing discoveries are waiting to be made as we continue to explore the universe.
Absolutely. We've only just scratched the surface of what there is to know about asteroids.
Yeah.
They've gone from being overlooked space rocks to objects of intense scientific interest.
Right.
And I have a feeling that we're only at the beginning of this journey of discovery.
Well, I, for one, am excited to see what the future holds for asteroid research.
Yeah.
Who knows what groundbreaking insights are waiting to be unearthed?
Indeed. The universe is full of wonders, and asteroids are proving to be some of the most intriguing and insightful objects we've encountered. So keep looking up.
Right.
Keep exploring and never stop asking questions.
Thank you so much for taking us on this deep dive into the world of asteroids.
Oh, you're welcome.
I feel like I've gained a whole new appreciation for these cosmic wanderers.
It's been my pleasure. And remember, this is just the beginning. There's a whole universe of knowledge out there waiting to be explored.
And don't forget to follow and subscribe to Cosmos in a Pod and our YouTube channel for more fascinating explorations of the universe.